Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of it. I am Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Your humble servant, ladies and gentlemen. Some people might argue with the heart, but I'm at least your servant. I do whatever I can to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's my singular professional goal in life, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the ways I do that is by introducing you to some really smart people. And one of the ways I meet these people so that we can bring them on the show is I travel around the world. I travel around the country meeting people who have come together because they've come together with one central thing as a form of gravity, and that's small business. And so in the last year or so, I've run into a guy named Ami Kazar, Chief Innovation Officer with Advanta. And he and I keep running into each other, and I said, "Hey, I got to get you on the show. We got to get you to share some of your wisdom, to cast your pearls before us." And so we finally worked it out. Here he is with us right now, Ami Kazar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. I'm more humble than that, so please.
I've been around you, Ami. I'm not sure how humble you are, but anyway, we're glad you're here, and. Some very interesting things to talk to us about. First thing I want you to talk to us about is, and of course, as the Chief Innovation Officer at Advanta, that's got to be a cool job. That's got to be a fun job.
We have a great day every day.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. To be able to wake up every morning and go to work, okay, today I have to innovate something. I have to try something. I have to, because, you know, you can't be innovative. I mean, you can't be innovative even if you're not the Chief Innovator. Any kind of innovation, you have to understand that you're going to try to make something, and you very well may fail. You're more than likely you're going to fail for a while until you hit on something, right?
It's you have to keep trying, and businesses are like trees in a way, and you can have a great core business, and we do, but trees don't grow to the sky forever, and occasionally
right.
You have to take a new branch and try something new and a new angle and a new approach. We do here at the innovation team at Advanta, and we've launched a couple of new initiatives over the last year, and we keep trying, and some things are working great, and you have to build in an iterative manner, and you have to think like a startup, and that's
right.
What we do.
Well, you know, I love the way someone has paraphrased probably what would the original statement from Thomas Edison probably didn't sound like this, but somebody's paraphrased this beautifully, and we're attributing it to Mr. Edison. Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. Isn't that a great way to think about things?
I never think of things as failures. You have to keep learning, and you have to keep trying in small ways. So you have to try, and it's a lot of little steps. And if you try, if you have a big idea, you have to break it down into a couple little pieces and work on those and then build up from there.
Right.
And you have to not be afraid. You have to be afraid, and you have to be willing on the internet to launch things knowing they're not quite perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And not all the elements are working just right, but it's okay. And you put beta up there, and people
right.
understand, and they get it. And you let the audience and you let your community tell you what they did.
I like the way you said, you talked about the term, the concept of perfect. One of the things that I tell my audience all the time is seek excellence, not perfection. Because perfection is not really possible, but excellence is, isn't it?
That's right. And perfection can sometimes, I've met entrepreneurs who spend 2-3 years building something. And they're too afraid to bring it out because they're just waiting to get it just right. Well, it's right.
Right.
They're not going to know it's right because the greatest likelihood is when they put it out there, it's going to change
right.
90 or 180 degrees based on what the feedback they get from users. And one thing about market research is not perfect. And you learn live and you learn by customers and users and community. that's really really critical.
I still say, and I don't have an aversion to the word failure. I actually say, and have said many times, have written about this on me, that failure is the harness mate of success. I think they pull in the same harness, side by side. And I'll tell you something else. I know I've learned more from my failures than I have my successes, because I mean, when I succeed, I think it's because I'm smart. Obviously, yeah. Well, duh. Yeah, I'm so smart, obviously. But when I fail, that makes me a little more. I'm a little more reflective on my failures, and it puts me in a little better position to really see what's going on. One of the great successes you've had, I mean, is a website that I'd like for you to tell the audience about. IdeaBlob with a B, blob.com. Tell us about that.
Oh, thanks. IdeaBlob is a website we really are passionate about and are excited about, and it's so exciting to share about it. It's a website where anybody with a business idea can come into our community, share the idea in a paragraph or two. The community gives advice and feedback and suggestions. The average idea gets five pieces of advice. And the community also votes. And the idea that gets the most votes in any given month wins a prize of $10,000.
Wow. Can I sign up? Can I put my ideas up there? I'll take some. I'd like to have some of that money.
Go for it. It's open to anybody. You have to be a U.S. citizen and over 18
right.
To win the money. But anybody can post their ideas. Anyone can post advice. Anyone can join the discussions that are going on night and day on the Idea Blob, where entrepreneurs are coming for it's almost like a virtual feedback and advice and suggestions
yeah.
that come from anywhere and everywhere.
Idea, B-L-O-B, ideablob.com. And if you've got something on your mind that you can't quite, you're missing a piece of the puzzle, and you'd like to see if anybody else has done it or if they have an idea about that, you just post it on Idea Blob and other people come back and give you ideas?
That's correct.
How do I protect my idea?
Well, that's... The ideas are not protectable once you put them on Idea Blob, and that's
right.
a decision you have to make.
Right.
And when people ask me about them, I say, that's up to you. And you have to decide if the feedback and the advice and the suggestions are worthwhile. But so often mm-hmm. ideas are like amorphous, and that
right.
like a blob,
right.
and they evolve and they change. And how many?
Hold on to that thought. I mean, I love that term, Idea Blob. Now, you don't remember the movie The Blob anyway. Never mind. That's a long time ago.
Okay.
Quick break, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Amit Kazar is our guest, Innovation Officer at Advanta. Here are the Stones to take us out. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out using your forget it, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. By the way, we got our brand new websites on the way. It's very near. Only a few more days. Just hang in there with me. You're going to really be excited about the new site. I'm promising you will. New stuff that you've never seen, new capability you've never seen. No, and in fact, it's not available anywhere else in the world. So we're looking forward to that rollout very soon. Amit Kazar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's been my friend for about a year, but he's a new friend to you, Chief Innovation Officer at Advanta, and also the guy who's the brainchild. One of his brainchild is ideablob.com, B-L-O-B, ideablob.com. And so I hope you'll check those out. And, I mean, one of the things that you – by the way, tell the audience what Advanta is. Tell us about Advanta.
Advanta, we're one of the nation's largest issuers of credit cards to small businesses in the United States. So you can come to us and get a credit and help you keep your business and personal expenses separate and just cards.
Right. And that's advanta.com, right?
That's correct. Advanta.com.
Right. So check that out. I mean, let's talk about some of the things that you guys have published to help small business owners. Some things that you think are important things for us to focus on in a challenging time, which we are definitely in a challenging economic time. Yeah. One of the things that I always point out whenever I get a chance on me is that other people, not Main Street primarily, other people have contributed a lot to get us into this problem. But I mean, I'm convinced that small business owners will lead this nation and maybe the world out of whatever we're in right now.
That's correct. If you look through history, the greatest innovations come out of garages, come out of small business. And it's surprising to me. We don't hear the candidates talking about that too much right now.
Not as much as they should. I agree with
you. How to spur innovation. Innovation comes from that great American spirit of entrepreneurship. And it's going to be the small business and the aspiring entrepreneurs out there that develop the new products and solutions and tools that will ultimately drive our economy to the next level and drive us out of this rut.
One of the things that we have to do, though, if we're going to survive and thrive during this time, we got to focus on certain fundamentals. And you guys have published some really good 10 really good points that I'd like to talk a little bit about. One of the things is that you talk about is making sure that you find good customers and avoid the bad customers. Now, tell us what you think is the difference between a good customer and a bad customer.
I think a good customer is a partnership and a relationship where you feel sleeping well at night. So you're selling that customer product or service, and you put yourself in their shoes, and you think, if they were them, would they be happy?
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting a good deal? Is it value for them? Is it helping them? Is it helping them with their solve their problems? And does it feel good to them? And is it in relationships that are transparent? And that basis is a great foundation for a business in good times and in bad times.
Right, absolutely. And good customers are also customers that will allow you to make a profit.
That's right, and it's fine to be honest and transparent about it.
Yeah.
And to say because we're all in business for profit, and
right.
That's what makes capitalism go around and gets everyone paychecks. And profit's fine, and it's a fair profit, and a good service, and good quality, and good value. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's also more important than ever in bad economic times to really understand your customers, have relationships with them, be in their groove, feel like they're partners.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing you guys point out in your list here is the importance of business credit. I get a lot of calls during the week from journalists writing about the credit crisis, and they ask me, you know, about the problems small business owners are having getting credit. And I say, well, you know, don't presume that all small business owners are having problems getting credit, because if you got a strong business model and you've been performing on your you know, repayments, and you can make the case for your future, then, you know, you can get credit. You just have to know where to look for it, don't you?
Yeah, you have to know look for it, and it's out there. It is, I think, lenders are more careful than they were a year or two ago, and understandably so from
yep.
the lender's,
yep.
lender's perspective. And you can do it, but it's more the reason to strengthen the fundamentals of your business, to focus on what's important, to focus on your foundation, and to concentrate on the core, and perhaps pick some activities that feel less important and put them in the parking lot for now.
Mm-hmm.
And have a foundation and concentrate on the foundation of your business that will serve you well into the future.
Well, this is a good time to be sticking to your knitting, isn't it?
That's right.
Focus on what you do best and do that real well. Deliver that really well right now, right?
This is meat and potatoes time.
Yeah. This is not a time to get out on the leading edge too much, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what's out near the leading edge, don't you, Ami? The bleeding edge.
Okay.
You don't want to get on the bleeding edge. The leading edge is okay, but you got to be careful. Hey, Ami, the website is advanta.com, also ideablob.com, right?
That's correct.
Hey, Ami, thanks. Will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to come back anytime.
We've enjoyed having you. Ami Kazar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
for the university of mine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.